Right. Yeah, I thought of bringing up a couple of points that tidies up a couple of things. Going back to Hive, he talked about the policy impediments of some governments, and having, like many of you, worked in the Middle East and some of our African and Asian nations, we're still seeing that replication and import of other people's education policies to fix up the nations. And that's we're continuing to see that learning not for purpose. Where I am seeing learning for purpose, to give a developing country example, so that will marry nicely with South Africa, is in the Philippines. And what I've been fascinated by the Philippines is that they have taken technology for purpose and have done so for many, many years. So the use of mobile phones, back when there were those tiny little screen boxes, were the things that lecturers have been teaching their courses for bachelor's and master's courses for many, many years. I mean, that was years ago. So you can imagine the teaching that's being done in a mobile world in the Philippines now is quite extraordinary, and the length and breadth of that geography. What we're seeing for in learning fit for purpose is some of the examples that have been used tonight in the developed world. So you will see maths and science being taught, but it's the maths and science of the fishing village. And again, although it's the local purpose of the learning, it's still done with a quite a sophisticated technology background that we don't see in the developed world sometimes.